It's a Tuesday. What do? We do the Dial-A-Doc program on Tuesday. And today what we do is we head to the Director of Imaging Services and Cardiac Services. Katie Alvarado's back with us again today. Hey, Katie, good morning. Hello to you.
Well, good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me today.
It's always great to talk to you, always with great information. Just to set the stage with us, what types of services are available at FHN in the Judy and Virgil Cardiovascular Lab?
Yeah, the cardiovascular lab offers a wide variety of procedures. Specific to cardiac, the lab offers diagnostic angiograms that would be performed maybe when heart disease is suspected but needs to be diagnosed. The team also offers interventional services, which would be when a stent is placed to open a vessel that would allow for normal blood flow to resume. The lab performs pacemaker insertions and battery replacements, and the lab can also help diagnose and treat peripheral artery disease, or better known as PAD. A patient may seek a referral for PAD for many reasons, such as intermittent leg cramping or impaired blood flow to the legs, which then can lead to a variety of different problems. The cath lab has several tools to help treat and diagnose PAD. The cath lab also offers dialysis catheter placements and interventional radiography exams, such as nephrostomy tube placements or exchanges, which happen in the kidney. So a wide variety of procedures they offer.
Wow. Okay. Now, you mentioned the cath lab. So what does cath stand for when you mention the cardio cath lab?
Sure. Good question, Scott. The word cath actually stands for catheterization. So during any of the procedures that the lab performs, a small wire, or it's also known as a catheter, is utilized to gain access to the area of interest that you're looking at. So if you think of the vessels in your body as a highway, the catheter is really like a vehicle. The catheter will advance through the vessels as your normal blood flow would. So wherever there is blood flow in your body, there would be a vessel system to support that movement of the blood, whether it be to the heart, leg, kidney, or arm. So the provider will use the x-ray to help guide the catheter through the vessels to the area of interest, and this is where the team can then tell if there's any blockages or narrowing of those vessels, and if there is, that would require intervention. The team is unable to establish a treatment care plan.
I know that FHN has recently undergone a number of enhancements in the cath lab. What new equipment is now there, and why was it chosen?
Sure. There are a number of different pieces of equipment that the cath lab utilizes. And the main piece of equipment in the lab, it's called the fluoroscopy unit. And at the end of 2021, FHN started the replacement of the cath lab fluoroscopy equipment. And this is the large piece of equipment that stands out in the room. It's responsible for producing that x-ray that allows for live video during the procedure. And this was a large-scale replacement project that took approximately 3 months to complete. And with any large project, it's important for FHN to not interrupt the services that they provide. So in efforts to do so, there was months of planning prior to the project go live. And with this upgraded equipment, we're now able to view the images in HD or high definition mode. This enhancement allows for better detail and visualization. The equipment also has the ability to manipulate and move in different angles to the patient, which allows for better visualization of certain vessels. The lab was chosen because it does have features that lower the radiation dose to the patient, which is also very important to us. And the cath lab has also recently purchased new equipment called the Penumbra. And this is a piece of equipment that's responsible for removing a clot in a vessel through suction. So the Penumbra is another tool that the cardiologist can use that will improve outcomes for the patients that have blockages.
Katie, what types of technologies do these types of equipment use?
Yeah, the fluoroscopy unit allows for live visualization of the area, which is really done through x-ray or that radiation. The cath lab Penumbra tool system uses suction to remove clots. The cath lab also uses an ultrasound unit that essentially helps provide access in guiding any catheter placement. The last tool that the cath lab uses that has a different technology is called Volcano. And the Volcano is really ultrasound guidance well inside of the vessel. So it really shows you the view from inside, inside out. It also is responsible for producing and determining what the pressures are inside of a patient's vessel, which is very important when you're diagnosing and offering treatment.
And what types of procedures are these pieces of equipment used in?
It's really hard to predict what variety of equipment will be used during the procedure, as it's so very patient-specific, but the fluoroscopy unit is always used. This is a piece of equipment that are really the eyes of the provider and the team. The other equipment is used as determined by the cardiologist.
And how complicated are these procedures that that you do in the cath lab?
The cath lab team has many years of experience and is well prepared for any procedure that comes their way. Because of this expertise and competence, regardless of how complicated that procedure is, the team will take great care of the patients. The procedures really could be anywhere from 3 to 8 hours in total duration. This includes a lot of prep time where the patient prepares for the procedure. The cath lab nurses will intake the patient, go over the patient history and medication, get that IV started, and prep them for the procedure. The patient's then transferred into the procedure or cath lab. Typically, the majority of the cases can actually be performed in 20 to 45 minutes. Once that procedure is complete, the patient is taken back into the holding room for recovery, which can add an additional 2 to 6 hours depending on the procedure performed. So the procedure itself is pretty quick. The majority of the time is spent for prep and recovery.
What about, we've heard about this in national news in terms of people that have had to hold back on maybe some heart health care that is needed because of COVID-19. Are you seeing that there at FHN as well?
Of course, everyone's comfort level to seek care during COVID has been different and is going to probably remain to be a little bit different. What FHN is doing is we're taking extra precautions, such as a more rigorous cleaning schedule, including ultraviolet light disinfecting, screening patients for signs and symptoms, and the teams wearing proper protective equipment to support our community and being able to offer that care safely. So prevention and early detection are key, you know, in successful outcomes for heart health. So it's very important for patients to still seek that preventative care, even during the pandemic.
What about, has the cath lab changed procedures to address having procedures done during the pandemic?
Absolutely. All patients are COVID tested prior to the procedure, and the lab uses an air scrubber that provides clean air exchange during the cases. The cath lab area is also cleaned through that ultraviolet light technology, and it's regularly deep cleaned after each patient, and that's always been the case. The team's personal protective equipment really does help keep the patient safe as well.
What about any procedures that cannot be done at FHN? Tell us about that.
Yeah, high-risk procedures where surgical support may be needed are not typically performed at FHN. FHN has a collaboration with Swedish American for interventional cardiology care. So the interventional cardiologists that provide services at FHN also provide services at Swedish American. So if a procedure is deemed high risk, whether it be due to patient condition and the intervention that is needed, the team will arrange for safe transfer to Swedish American for that higher level of care if needed. So deeming a procedure high risk has multiple factors taken into consideration. Patient condition and complexity of the needed intervention are among them.
How would someone know that they might need the services of all you folks there at the cath lab, and how could they schedule an appointment?
Yeah, when it comes to cardiac care, prevention is the best route to take. So making sure you have your regular checkups with your primary care provider and keeping an open line of communication with your provider is going to be essential. So the cath lab cares for patients from a variety of different areas. We work closely with the cardiology department at the Stevenson Street Clinic, primary care offices, and then also the emergency department for more of that acute setting. So working with your primary care provider or your already established cardiology team is going to be the first step to take with routine or preventative cardiac care. Now, if you feel like you're having an acute or quick severe onset of cardiac symptoms, you know, please call 911. That's not something to delay with. Now, I will say with February, it feels like right around the corner already, and February being heart month, FHN is offering their calcium scores that are done through CT and the standard treadmill stress tests at that special rate of $119 for a cash price. So FHN really wants to keep you healthy and safe, and preventative care is going to play a large role in that.
All right, Katie, always great information. Great to talk to you. Happy New Year, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Well, hey, Scott, same to you. Take care.
Katie Alvarado here today. She comes to us from FHN. She's the Director of Imaging Services at Cardiac Service and Cardiac Services at FHN. Preceding today, sponsored by and brought to you by FHN. That's the Dial-A-Doc program here today. This is The Morning Mess.